afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm April Richardson.
And in the producer chair today, Kyle Dotson. How you doing, Kyle?
Good.
So prior to recording, we were talking to April about her. She was in Nashville.
That's right.
Hanging out with some foos.
That is true.
Some Foo Fighters.
Yeah, it was really fun. I hadn't been to Nashville in like 10 or 11 years. I used to go all the time as a kid because it's only a 4-hour drive from Atlanta. So I would go see shows there all the time. But right. I hadn't been to the Ryman in since I saw like Morrissey there or something a million years ago. But so we went, I went on Halloween night to see the Foo Fighters.
By yourself?
Yes, by myself.
Did you dress up Halloween?
No, I was going to be Wednesday Addams. It was usually my fallback. It's pretty easy to do.
Easy.
It's like my daily look.
I was
look.
Wolverine.
Oh, so yeah, of course. Totally.
Super easy.
But no, I wore like a sweater with skulls on it and I was festive, but not dressed up.
Because right now you're kind of Wednesday Addams, right?
You I wake up in the morning and that's my costume.
You got a black shirt on. And you showed me some pictures on your phone because I didn't believe you, but I wanted some proof.
Yeah, it was fun.
Did where were your seats? You got who got you these tickets?
Dave
Scalpers,
did.
Right? Dave. Dave.
He's the lead singer.
Wait a minute. You mean the drummer from Nirvana is the lead singer?
He's now the lead singer of the Foo Fighters.
So weird.
Isn't that weird how that happened?
He's the drummer and he's the lead singer.
Yeah. It's a one-man band. It's like those guys that walk around and it's like cymbals are on their knees and stuff.
Great.
That's it.
And then, so where's your seat? You have a seat?
No. I had a laminate.
Okay.
So I could do what I wanted.
So did you watch from the side of the stage?
Half of it I watched from the balcony.
Okay.
And then like the end, I went to the very front row to watch. And they covered Under Pressure and I cried. And they covered Cheap Trick. I forget which song. They covered
Stiff Competition.
Black Sabbath.
Did they do Stiff Competition by Cheap Trick?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
But
that's what they did on Letterman. They played Stiff Competition.
It was super fun. I brought a friend who was well impressed that I could get him in. And
did he have a laminate?
It made me feel cool. Yeah, he did.
That's pretty great.
And it just made me feel cool for a night, which is what I needed. And it was a fun Halloween. And they were all wearing like metal corpse paint. And Zac Brown came out and played a song. And Tony Joe White came out because he was in the Nashville episode of Sonic Highways. And yeah, it was really fun.
Was when the band was dressed up, how did you say they had what on their faces?
Like corpse paint, like metal.
Does Dave get behind the drum kit? When I saw them, he got behind the kit for like a song or two.
Yes. Did he?
I don't know. Didn't look at
Taylor sang A Cold Day in the Sun, but like I think he did it from behind the drums.
Okay.
So no, I don't think that Dave drummed.
All right.
Yeah.
And Taylor loses how much weight in one concert when he drums?
I would guess
he burns about
up to 5 pounds.
That's crazy.
The dude's a machine. Yeah.
What's backstage like?
Going on?
Was there family? Were there families there? Or was it just the dudes?
No, I think it was just the dudes. I mean, I'm sure there are families in like L.A. or whatever,
right.
But it was just the dudes and other friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and there was pizza, which I liked, so I ate free pizza and drank free water. And it was Halloween, so it's like that was the funnest part is that tons of people in the crowd were dressed up.
That is fun.
And there was one part where. From where I could see everyone. Like, I looked out, you know, when he's playing, like, There Goes My Hero or something, where every single person is singing along. And you look out and you're like, Mario is singing along. And
with Waldo.
Austin Powers is singing along. And it was so weird.
That's great.
Yeah, that part was really great.
Kyle, have you ever seen a concert on Halloween?
No.
We saw Kiss at Dodger Stadium on Halloween.
Oh, did everybody just come dressed as Kiss?
What was funny is that
that's a normal Kiss.
Yeah, that's a normal.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Or Raiders games.
Oh, okay.
Smashing Pumpkins opened, and they were dressed as like Mop Top Beatles era.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But that show kind of sucked, though.
cool story.
I'm going to see Gwar tomorrow.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's like Gwar on Halloween is like the perfect storm.
How come they didn't play on Halloween?
I don't know.
I'm sure they played somewhere. It's Halloween somewhere.
I was trying to get free tickets to see Marilyn Manson on Halloween.
Where was he playing?
I don't remember. It's somewhere in West Hollywood. I think the Roxy or something.
What would he be like if he came in here and sat down? Would he be a mess?
Or no,
would he...
I think he's like a gentleman. I totally think he's like super calm.
Okay. Yeah.
He is, because my ex actually, weirdly, now my ex, he was a manager. He used to manage the Foo Fighters. And he managed Marilyn Manson for a bit.
Who used to manage the Foo Fighters?
Aaron, the guy that you met last time.
Wait a minute. Aaron used to manage the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, he was in the music biz for like 10 years. He used to manage the Breeders, Guided by Voices, Jesus and Mary Chain.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he has the best stories ever. He's the coolest dude ever.
All right.
But he went to Marilyn Manson's house, same kind of thing, where he was like, oh, this guy's going to be like a total weirdo or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was, he like collects art. And like,
An all velvet room.
I mean, it's goth. It's like what you expect, as far as it's all like black and purple or whatever. But he is very like, I want to discuss fine art. And da, da, da. He did say that the one thing
would
that
you like
had,
to come to my wine cellar.
Yeah, I mean, he's like totally that guy, like smoking, I collect swords, jacket, like whatever. But he did say, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell this, one thing is I forget the flavor, but he's obsessed with one particular Baskin Robbins ice cream flavor that he had, and he has like a Baskin Robbins in his house.
Marilyn Manson does.
Yes. Which flavor.
Let's just make up a flavor.
I don't, Rocky Road, whatever, but it was something specific, because Aaron said, he was like, why don't you just go to the grocery store and get this
Rocky
flavor?
Road,
he's
yeah.
like, no, it's not as good as Baskin
Robbins.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
How much ice cream does that guy put away?
I guess a lot. I mean, enough to have, like, Baskin Robbins come deliver it to his house.
Tommy Lee has a Starbucks in his
house. I know, that's what I said when he was telling me the story. I was like, that's kind of like the Tommy Lee Starbucks thing.
But
is there like a worker there that just like stays in their house?
No, I think it's just like the Baskin Robbins. You know how when you go, it's like in big drums.
Yeah.
Oh, so they just come and drop off the drums.
Yeah, I think so.
I said, yeah, like I was the only one of us that has ever been to an ice cream place. Yeah, they're in. Yeah, it's Kyle. You have to see it. It's amazing. You have to go.
He has 31 of the same flavor.
He does, yeah. Whatever the flavor was, he's like, I just want to eat this all the time. And he was like, okay.
Yeah, the Starbucks is a little more involved, I think, because they had to bring all the Starbucks equipment
and then
in,
train him.
And then train Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee, a guy who's never held a job other than beating something with a stick.
Wait, does he? He doesn't have an employee. I thought he had an employee.
Oh, maybe that's what I was asking. Does he have an employee? Some poor bastard has to be there.
What's your shift this? I'm working over
Tommy
Lee's.
I'm on the night shift at the Lee
Mance. His fucking kids want hot chocolate all the time.
All the time. I was just gonna stand there and serve them. Yeah.
Do you think they get his name wrong?
Yeah,
like Tony. Tony.
It's Tommy. It's my house. I own it. Totally.
Oh, but anyway.
Good. Hey, what's up?
Johnny Depp played with Marilyn Manson on Halloween.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, and this
and
was
who was he dressed up
Roxy?
Like? Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah.
Edward
I mean,
Scissorhands?
That's so small. Yeah, Roxy's right. So then he would, like, destroy his guitar. Like,
sliced it all up. He's, the Roxy's really tiny. Like,
every time
I go there, I forget, oh, this is not a big venue.
Yeah. Wait, so why is Marilyn Manson trying to, like, make a comeback or something?
No, he's going to have a new album out. He has a song in John Wick.
Oh.
In the movie John Wick.
Yeah.
But was this a...
No, in his head.
Was
John Wick body.
Was this show just like a Halloween party type thing?
I don't know. It was like you could buy tickets for it. It was expensive.
Yeah.
How much was it?
I don't remember.
What's the capacity of the Roxy?
Six people.
Six people?
It doesn't feel like it's much bigger than the room we're in.
It is like super small.
Yeah. The Viper Room's about as big as this.
Yeah. Yeah,
you've
that
been
is
in there.
True.
That's really tiny.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right, that's our show.
All right, thank you.
It's concert talk. Are you still on Fun Employment?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just started like a month ago.
Yeah.
Depending on where this airs.
Any job prospects?
Fill in the blanks ago. I've been doing like stuff here and there.
All right.
Like I've been going on auditions and.
Oh, that's good.
I did press for some Disney movie and.
What do you mean you did press for a Disney movie?
Like they called me to be the person to go to the junket and interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Who'd you interview?
T.J. Miller, funnily enough, like an actual friend in real life.
That's
that
hysterical.
Was really fun.
It was Big Hero 6,
which is awesome, by the way.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I walked in and he was like, April. I'm like, what's up, dude? So that was cool. So, I stuff like that at midnight. Like, I'm doing things piecemeal, but
that's
as far
great.
As like an actual job, no, I don't have one. It's weird.
I bet.
It's awesome,
but weird. You were employed for 4 years,
four
right?
years on the same TV show.
Same show.
Yeah.
Was there ever a and there weren't many hiatuses during that show, were there?
Yeah, well, we got 6 weeks off a year, but it was like, you know, spread out.
Whenever Chelsea wanted to travel to Brazil.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
All right, cool.
But now I'm just freelancing it.
All right, well, here we go. And then what's the fingernail polish color? I'm going to paint a picture for people.
Oh, I don't know, pink?
That's like a weird... No, but that doesn't seem like a color that in
no,
April
I normally
usually...
have red, yeah. But I was moving... Like, it was chipping a lot, so I was like, I'm going to do it light pink for now.
It looks like a
I'm
flesh
done.
Tone almost.
Thank you? I don't...
By the way, none of these are compliments.
Oh, okay.
I'm just observing.
Yeah, normally I almost always have red fingernails because I just think that's the classic look, but I went with pink today.
Here's another thing. Here's a guy who doesn't have a compliment. And what's with that stupid watch?
Yeah.
around your dumb wrist. All right. So here we are. It's a nighttime record. I like the nighttime records. I really liked our sexual harassment.
Yeah.
That was fun. I don't listen to the show a lot because I don't like it.
Sure.
But I did listen to it. No, that
and
one was
it's
really
a little
fun.
Too long.
Oh,
right?
The episodes are getting a little too long.
I don't listen to my podcast either because I just don't like my speaking voice at all. But I listen to ours a couple times because like we play good jam.
Yeah. Yeah. But I really like that horn one. We'll have to, and now so many songs I've been listening to lately have horns. So we'll have to do that in another year. We'll have to try that again.
Okay, I
loved it. But tonight we got a thing tonight. I call it rainbow bands, but it can also be, you know, solo artists too.
Okay,
but these are bands or artists who have a color in the name of the band.
Yes.
Or their name.
Yes.
Like Susie Yellow Jacket. You know, if you want to play a song by her, it doesn't exist.
I love her.
You like Susie Yellow Jacket?
Yeah, man, she shreds.
What about Susie and the Yellow Jackets?
Also them. They're good too.
What about that as a band name? Kyle, is that our band name?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm Susie.
He's so agreeable.
So that's what we're going to do. That's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of colors here.
I figured.
Most of them are blue and black. No,
yes,
I'm kidding.
Most of mine are blue and black,
know,
for real.
I know. There's a lot of blue and black. I tried to get all over the board as much as possible.
Yeah, I did too. But then, the more I was looking, the more I was like, it's all blue and black.
But yeah.
Those are the best colors.
One more question about the Foo Fighters. How long did they play?
3 hours.
They really played three
for
hours.
For real. It was 11 to 2 in the morning.
If it wasn't Halloween, they wouldn't have played 3 hours.
No, I think that's standard issue.
They played 3 hours when I saw them in Pittsburgh.
They don't
and Dave Grohl
mess around.
Said at the beginning, he's like, this isn't some fucking hour and a half show.
Yeah, and the funniest part, so they totally played for 3 hours.
I've seen them
great.
Twice, and I think the first time, when they opened for the Police, they didn't play 3 hours. But when I saw them headline, they played three
right.
hours.
Yeah, and then, so they were over it too. I don't know, I guess because it was Halloween, like, the way these shows go is they do the screening of the show. So at 10 o'clock, they played their episode, the Nashville episode of Sonic Highways. And then they went on stage at 11. They got off at 2. And then afterward, I was like, okay, well, it's good to see you. See you later. He's like, no, we're going to go out now. And I'm like, it's like 2:30. And he's like, yeah, I just got off the clock. He was like, I just got off work. I'm going to go hang. And I was like, okay.
So where did they go out to? Where did they go?
They just went to Zach Brown's studio.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
He doesn't. And that's what I go, because when I was leaving at like 6, I was like, okay, I got to go. Like, I have to sleep. And I should have like written it down because it was so funny because he was talking about the show and directing and this tour and all this. And I'm like, dude, when do you sleep? He's like, I don't sleep because there's too much awesome stuff going on. He was just like, I can't sleep. I'll miss the awesome stuff. And I was like, I wish.
Well, the next time I hop on the couch Wednesday afternoon for a nap,
right, exactly.
I'm going to tell myself, oh, there's
too much
none.
Awesome stuff.
No, I'm going to say there's no awesome stuff happening. So I'm just going to lie down here on the couch.
That's what's so great about him is he makes his own awesome stuff.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's got that attitude, so I love it.
Well, I'm going to fucking make some awesome stuff happen right this second with some rainbow bands. April, I'm going to let you go first because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, but I always play... Okay,
you like me
I
to go first.
I bounce off you. Okay. I can go first. I'll play Shocking Blue first.
Oh,
I'll
that's going to mess
song.
Up my whole...
Is it?
No.
Okay. This is a jam called Mighty Joe.
You don't know. He made you cry before it's through.
now, the song that everyone would know by Shocking Blue is, of course,
Venus.
Yeah.
Oh, is that? Did you have that?
No. I don't have that. Okay. No, I don't have that at all. But I've never heard that song that you just played.
Yeah, I would, because when they came up, I was like, oh, yeah, Venus. Everybody will know that. But I was trying to pick something.
Yeah, no, that's good. No, because I tried to do that with like some bands I picked. I'm like, well, I'm not going to play the song.
Right.
Because that's no fun.
Right.
So, but my first band is Green Day.
Okay, good. I left them completely off my list because I knew you were going to play Green Day, so I didn't want any overlap.
But I picked a song. I don't think a lot of people. It's not the normal song, but this is from Nimrod, and this is called The Grouch.
I was a young boy that had big plans. Now I'm just another shitty old man. I had fun and I hate everything. The world's out to self for you. Glory days don't mean shit to me. I take a six-pack of apathy. Raise a bitch and so am I. The world's out to self for you. Wasted in an event full of ideals.
That guy's grouchy.
Okay, well, I'm going to play something that I'm going to break up the blacks and play Black Flag next.
Is her mic? I need her mic up a little bit. I can't hear her that much.
That's the first time in history it's ever been requested that I be louder.
I don't know what it is. Happened. Maybe you're not right in it. I don't know.
Is this high? Is this better if I grip it like that?
I guess so.
Are you auditioning for Car Talk?
Yes. Hi. visual jokes always play well on a podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to play TV Party from Black Flag.
All right.
Are you bobbing your head to Black Flag?
Yeah, I'm bopping my
head. I love it.
Is that Henry Rollins singing that song?
It is indeed.
So this is a California band. They're from Hermosa Beach.
Oh, well, he's from D.C., but like, yeah, he moved here just to be their lead singer.
Who was their lead singer prior to him? I don't know a lot about Black Flag. I know their logo.
Yeah, which was designed by Greg Ginn's brother. Who was the lead singer before Henry Rollins? I forget his name. I'm bad punk. I should get my credit card taken away.
I see
away.
A lot of people have that logo tattooed. You know, it's just like the four black.
Yeah, totally.
That would hurt,
right? That's a messed up tattoo.
Oh, that's a messed up tattoo?
They just tried to cross it out.
They're trying to cover up some other tattoo.
Yeah, they're like, what would be four black boxes?
Do you know who the lead singer used to be? Original lead singer was?
We're supposed to chit-chat.
Is,
Keith? Maybe it was Keith, the original?
Keith Oberman?
Keith Morris?
Yeah.
Was from 76 to 79?
Yes.
Are they still active?
His name escaped me.
Black Flag still active without Henry Rollins?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I think they did reunion shows, but I don't think...
They are, according to this, they are back.
Oh, okay.
2013.
Like they're going to... They put out an album?
I don't know. Hold on.
Because I remember them playing a couple of shows in like Long Beach or something.
Their current lead singer is Greg Ginn.
Yeah.
Greg Ginn.
Yeah, Ginn.
Don't look like they've put out an album.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, no, they did. Actually, it was a year ago today on
That's
this record.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That what is crazy. Called?
What was it called?
What the?
What the F, huh?
Just what the?
What the fuck?
That's you inferring that. It doesn't say that.
Also, look how terrible this, like... Can someone draw that with a crayon?
Oh, my God. Yeah, but they've not really had the best, other than the first album. It's not like they've had the best.
Oh, I saw that album. Yeah. I think I saw that like at Amoeba in like the budget bin. No.
Ah!
It was in the trash.
It was in the trash.
That's harsh. Henry Rollins is going to bust in here and kick your ass.
No, because he's not involved in this.
Oh, he's not in it. Never mind.
No,
he's going to high-five you.
Okay. He's going to high-five, and then he's going to...
He's too busy filming a VH1 show.
He's going to read some poetry.
Yeah.
You a Henry Rollins fan?
It's fun. I'm not really.
Rollins solo?
No, not at all. Or like that Rollins band Rollins stuff band. Where it was all like, I'm a liar, you're... I'll tear your face off yeah. or whatever. No.
Beavis and Butthead like that song, I know that.
No, it's funny because I go through, yeah, he's a liar. He's totally, I don't know. Like, I love Black Flag, but him personally, no. And he seems like a total dick. And even lately, he said some like really dickish things. Like, do you remember after Robin Williams' suicide, he wrote some article for the LA Weekly or something that was basically like, if you commit suicide, you're a total pussy. Like, it was the most like unempathetic, crazy thing where it's like, you dick.
Then did he have to apologize? Yeah, do a backpedal?
He did, but I don't think he really apologized. Yeah, it was one of those things.
Yeah, I think it was a, I'm sorry if I offended you apology. Yeah.
Well, you know what? If that's how, if that's what he really felt and he didn't feel like he had to apologize for it, then I can stand by that, even if it was stupid. What
yeah, but I feel like even, I've read the article, I don't have it memorized, but I'm pretty sure there's something in it where he was basically like, if you want to commit suicide, fucking go ahead and do it then. I don't give a shit. Like that kind of thing where it's like, oh my God, like what are you, a sociopath?
Also,
like have a heart.
Editor, what editor publishes that?
Well, I mean, I guess if you're Henry Rollins or like, that's his whole MO is to like,
I might be
off.
A sociopath though, because I kind of feel that way a little bit. Like if you don't think it's great to walk around and be on, above ground.
Right. Yeah, but I'm with you too. I'm totally an optimist. Yeah. Like I am super happy. Life is great, whatever. But like, I understand that the chemical makeup of my brain is telling me that. Mm. And the chemical makeup of somebody else's brain is not telling them that. So it's like, you know what I mean? There's gray area there.
Yeah. It's like, you know, if my friend always wanted to own a Maserati and he was earned enough money and was able to buy that Maserati and he was happy about that, that would be cool. And if someone wants to cash it in, I guess.
Where is this going? I see the parallels clearly.
If they really want to cash it in, I guess have at it. I guess. I don't know.
Exactly.
What's funny is I see homeless guys every day and they're still like, you would think that they would just want to, you know, walk in front of a train and they're still like, hey man, this is great. You know what I mean? There's a homeless woman.
You should be a counselor.
Wouldn't that be great? Be as good as
Look,
Dr. Drew.
Homeless people are still chilling.
They
Get
love
your
it.
Shit together.
Yeah. I walk by.
Pat Francis, therapist.
There's a Whole Foods in Woodland Hills every day.
There's a homeless person shopping there.
No, there's a woman.
They're spending
money
at Whole
There's
Foods.
This African-American woman. Probably, it looks like she could be anywhere 30 to 45.
Mm-hmm.
She sits on the bench right by the bus stop with her suitcase and just talks to herself. Every day. And she doesn't look dirty. And she just...
Must be really interesting.
I just keep thinking, I'm like...
such a movie.
Lady, when is your bus coming?
Right.
Because you
That's
are...
like the end of Ghost World.
Yeah, it's just so...
It's like she's Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Aww. Do you ever talk to her?
No.
Why wouldn't you just like sit down and talk to her? I would.
I don't even know what to say to her.
Just be like, how's it going?
I'll try it tomorrow. Here's why I'm afraid to do this. Now, did you a couple weeks ago this Facebook all over Facebook? It was this woman who filmed herself walking around New York City for 10 hours.
Oh, and getting catcalled.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I asked one of my friends who's a lovely lady.
Sure.
I was like, you know, like I see, like if I'm at a store or something and I lock eyes with a woman or a man or whatever, I say hi. Is that no good? And my friend said, yeah, I wouldn't do that anymore. I'm like, I can't say hi.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Personal preference. I mean, if somebody says hi, if a guy says hi to me, I'm like, hi, how's it going? But like, yeah. that's to me.
But if a woman says it, you're like, fuck off.
I'm like, fuck you, bitch. No, but that's
like, I'm like, oh, I can't be nice now.
No, but that's not being asked to smile and stuff
oh,
like
that's
that.
The.
It's the worst. It's so condescending.
That's the worst.
And I totally yell back at street harassers, like without fail.
Well, you should.
I totally do. There was one guy.
You're kind of ballsy.
Yeah, but it's keep in mind though, it's always in daylight. Like I don't think I've ever done it at night, but it's like in broad daylight where it's like I know people can see.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy sitting on a curb by my apartment, I was walking to get coffee and he said something to me and I had my headphones on so I couldn't hear it exactly.
Right.
So I paused my music and he said it was something about my ass or whatever. And I was like, oh, and I got right up to him and I'm like, I'm sorry, what did you say? And like was like 2 inches away from his face and he was like, nothing, and like looked at the ground and I go, oh, so you get to yell something at me, but then when I answer, you're not going to follow up. Like, that's not how the social contract works. And he's just like, nothing. And, like, wouldn't look
at
me.
Oh, my God.
Here's what I don't understand. No one's ever, like, been like, how'd you meet your wife? It's like, I yelled nice ass.
Never.
And
that's never, that's happened never happened in the history
Whoa,
of the world.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Oh. One love story. No, that's true, but it's like, it doesn't take much. You say I've got balls, but the funny thing is those dudes doing that. Don't think that anyone's ever going to call them on it. It's
right.
Like when you do, they're like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Yeah.
When I'm like, well, you yelled at me. Yeah. I'm answering you yelling at me.
Actually,
what was the desired result?
Up until like the past 5 years, I honestly thought catcalling was only something that happened in cartoons and like douchebag construction workers in a movie.
No, it's like every day, every second. One guy did wolf whistle at me and I did yell at him. That is from a cartoon. I was like, that's cartoon shit, dude. Like yelled it
and then
back
his eyes
at him on
popped
the street.
Out.
Yeah. He was wearing a zoot suit.
So on a daily basis, this is happening to ladies.
Oh, constantly. Yeah. And I'm saying, look, the dude that I'm talking about, like, I was wearing, like, sweat. It's not even like, oh, it looked so hot. Like, I was wearing, like, sweats going to get coffee
in
the morning.
You gotta be proud of that. You look, you sweats and you get
a
cat call.
I'm saying, whenever anybody tries to be like, oh, you know, it's if you're dressed a certain way, it's right. Like, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's just dudes yell at ladies all the time.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, but hi to me is fine.
I mean,
somebody says hi to me on the street, I'm like, hey, how's it going?
I'm always like, because I'm always like.
Yeah.
You know, I go, hello, and I tip my hat, hello.
I just prefer not to talk to people. There was a guy in the elevator the other day. And
go ahead.
He was like, he was carrying a thing of Diet Coke, and he's like, where do you work? And I was like, told him, and then he's like, I was like, oh, where do you work? And he tells me, I'm like, oh, okay. And so I'm leaving, I was like, well, enjoy your Diet Coke, and he's like, I don't drink soda.
What?
I was like, oh, well, okay. I didn't know that about
right.
you.
No.
And I was like, we're done here.
Yeah, see, I talk to random strangers all the time. Like, I start conversation with people all the time, so I'm not bothered by that. By somebody talking to me.
Talking.
In, like, a respectful way, as if I'm also a fellow adult.
Right.
But if it's, like, condescending, kind of, why don't you smile, and stuff like that, hell
that
no,
drives
dude.
Me, that would drive me insane.
The worst.
Just hearing
like
someone say that.
My parents say that to me.
Yeah,
why
it's
smile?
Like, what? Yeah.
Why don't you shut up, fucking get off my case, man.
Yeah.
All right, so we're two songs in.
So we're back to catcall bands.
Yep, catcall.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play something here. I'm going to play.
Speaking of catcalls.
Speaking of catcalls, the title of this song goes right in with what we're saying. This is, I'm going to play Black Sabbath.
Okay.
But this isn't Ozzy Osbourne Black Sabbath.
Okay.
This isn't Ronnie James Dio Black Sabbath.
Okay.
This is after Dio left and they got Ian Gillan from Deep Purple.
Okay.
And this song is, forgive me, this song is called... Digital Bitch.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Goes right in. From 1983.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they meant by digital bitch.
I don't either.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
She's so rich, that digital bitch. She's rich because she's invented digital things in 1983.
I think it's about Bill Gates.
You think this is about a woman that lives out in Silicon Valley?
No, I think it's about...
I think it's about a woman's Silicon Valley. What? That's a boob job joke.
I heard that they wrote it about Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
But why?
I don't know
the digital
part, really. All right, I'm going to go from black to white, and I'm going to play this White Stripes jam.
All right.
And it's a hit. Fell in Love with a Girl. You know it. You love it.
Let's hear it. Cheating now. Red hair with a curl. Mellow roll, probably on the eyes. Did you ever see them in concert, White Stripes?
I did like 100 years ago at this place in Atlanta.
What was that like? Just the
drums. It was awesome. It was like before they were famous.
Yeah.
Because I remember my friend Seth was into them and was like, you want to go see this band? And I barely knew who they were. I was mm-hmm. like, okay. And then now it's one of the things where it's like, wow, I saw them. But yeah, it was cool.
Did you come away as a fan?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I can't lie to you and go, oh my God, I knew they were destined for great. Like,
right.
But yeah, I was like, oh, they're rad. Mm-hmm. But I guess I didn't realize that I definitely didn't walk out going, oh, they're going to be like Jack White's going to take over the world and be this huge dude. But yeah, it was awesome.
Doesn't he have a brand new album out right now?
I think so. And that was, we were hoping that I think he lives in Nashville. Because I mean, Third Man Records is there. Yeah. I was like so hoping he was going to do a guest spot, but he didn't.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Now he looks like a Johnny Depp character.
He does.
He looks like a vampire now. When I saw them, like during this time, like he was hot. And then now it's like he looks like a Native American woman.
His real name is John Anthony Gillis.
Well, yeah, because he took Meg White's name when they got married.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So they weren't brother and sister. They were husband and wife.
Yeah.
He took Meg White's name.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, for the first few albums, like, obviously they were trying to convince everybody that they were brother and sister.
Why?
I don't know. I guess they just thought it went with the whole uniform thing.
But then if someone saw them out and about kissing, they'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, but I think by the time they hit it big, they were already divorced or already like separated.
Hmm.
So I didn't think there was really a danger of that
happening.
Where's
her offshoot project?
Shitty drums.
I was about to say.
Was she a good drummer? What was she like on the drums?
She's nice. She seems nice.
Like a nice lady.
She looks like she's having fun up there.
All right. Well, that's good. She's just banging around. Just hitting her. That sounded wrong, too. Just banging around.
Just banging around.
All right. Let's go with an artist who has one name that is a color, and her name is Pink.
Oh, which song did you pick?
I picked Please Don't Leave Me from Funhouse.
Okay.
That voice.
Dude, I love Pink.
Her voice is pretty great.
I think she's great. She seems like a total badass. She's got that insane prison body.
What would happen if you catcalled her?
She would rip your head off.
Right? She would,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Feels like a Mortal Kombat
character.
She's got
that insane prison body.
But I just think she's rad. She just like doesn't give a fuck, constantly does weird trapeze stuff.
Pink is the new black.
Yeah.
That should be your new
album.
Yeah, I
think she's fantastic.
Yeah, she should be on that show.
Yeah, she's great.
Have you seen her in concert?
No. I mean, I don't know if I like her that much.
Right.
I like the idea of her.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean, I have a couple albums, but no, I definitely...
You're not going to the show.
I mean, if I got a free ticket, I'd go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But...
So you picked a Pink song also?
I just picked Blow Me One Last Kiss.
It's a great song.
Do you want to hear that?
Oh, no, it's okay. I've already crossed it out. I don't want to double
up.
All right. My next one, if we're counting blonde as a color...
That's fine. All right.
Does that count? That counts.
Mr. Blonde.
Okay. That's right. Mr. Blonde with all the other colors.
No, yeah.
So this is from the Long Blondes, and this is a song called Guilt.
You know what it's like. This happens to everyone once or twice.
You were driving up in a taxi. The window and shouting your number back at me. I got away by the skin of my teeth that time. And you were telling me, you were dancing close to me, and you were telling me you had an idea. But don't say I shouldn't worry till the morning, cause I'm worrying. I
Now, how do you find a band like this? How did you discover this band?
Okay. I think I might have told the story on here before because they're really good friends of mine now. But, okay, Dave Rotheray from the Beautiful South.
Mm-hmm.
We used to trade mixtapes. He made a mixtape, and it had The Long Blondes on it. It wasn't this song, though. But and I was like, who is this? This is the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So I went and bought their first album.
You're never enthusiastic about music, which is sad.
I was like, oh my God, emailed them. What do you know about these people? And then I went and got their first album, and it's perfect. It's a perfect album. So I was like, this is the best band ever. And then they came to L.A., and I went to see them at the Troubadour. And, well, first they came to Pomona. I went to the Fox or whatever at Pomona, or the Glass House in Pomona.
The and Fairplex then, at Pomona?
The Fairplex, right. The Glass House, okay. And then the Troubadour. And I talked to them afterwards, because I was just like, you guys are amazing.
Yeah.
You need to know how amazing you are.
And I'm here to tell you that.
And I was like, my friend Dave put you on a mixtape. And they're like, Dave. I was like, yeah, Dave Rotheray. I don't know if you know the Beautiful South. And they flipped out. They were like, the guy from the Beautiful South listens to us? And I'm like, yeah. And they were like, oh my God, we love them. How do you know him? What's going on? So then we started talking, and I told him that. And then, yeah, we just like kept in touch. And then I went to Sheffield. When me and Chip went to Sheffield to see Human League.
Yeah.
We stayed with the bass player of the Long Blonde. She was like, you can just stay at my house.
It's ridiculous.
And so we stayed. And then their second, they have two albums out. They're mm-hmm. both perfection. And then the guitarist, this guy Dorian, had a stroke.
Oh, yeah. And you he did can't tell, play now guitar Now I do anymore. Remember the story. Yeah. Oh, that stinks.
Yeah. So like they had to break up because he was the songwriter and he plays guitar and couldn't use his guitar playing
That's
arm.
That's really...
It was like so hard. He was like 28.
How do you have a stroke at 28?
He just like woke up in a hotel room and couldn't move. And just like flipped out and then like had to go. He's gone through, we keep in touch, like we talk and stuff, and he's getting better. Like he's gone through like physical therapy and everything and can at least move again, but like I don't think can really intricately play guitar yet.
Yeah, that would be really tough.
Yeah, but both their albums, they're amazing. The lead singer is this lady, Kate Jackson, who is gorgeous, like so hot. Like they're just this perfect band.
Oh, yeah,
like,
she's the smart angel.
Yeah, exactly.
I know her.
They just had perfect songs. They all looked cool as shit. Mm-hmm. Like she's super hot. It was just like this perfect storm of everyone is awesome in this band.
Oh, that stinks then.
It totally stinks.
Because of the one, I mean, I understand if he's like.
See, look how hot she is.
The brains of the outfit. Let me see. Oh yeah, that's pretty great. What do I yell to her?
Just go buy all of these albums.
Hey, that's pretty great.
Do I catcall her?
What I'm seeing.
I don't want to offend anyone now. So the ladies.
You say
so
hi.
I just
say,
hello,
hi.
Hello. Hey, check that out.
What you do is you pretend. You're,
Maybe don't you call them that.
Hey, what's up with all this?
Maybe don't say that or this in reference to a human being. Maybe don't do that.
Should I say burger?
That's looking good. You got a nice burger on you, lady.
Okay. I'm going with the color red. And this is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, I totally forgot about them.
But this is from their last album called I'm With You. And I just love this song. I might have even played it once before. This is called Factory of Faith.
The very least of it, piece of work. I was really quite a jerk. Keeping score is such a bore. A busy mind could go berserk. I'm feast on this. I was fishing for a hook, so I took a little trip and I opened up the book. I say I'm factually high on just a piece of it. Factually high, the very least of it. Factually high. It's just a medicine. Make you wanna cry. Why don't they let us in?
I hear a lot of people like that say that Anthony Kiedis can't sing. Do you think he can't sing?
I've
never seen him live.
I haven't either. I gotta say, I'm not a huge Chili Peppers fan, so I can't really say. I mean, he seems to kind of like do that like white boy funk rap thing more than sing, really.
Right.
So I couldn't. I don't know.
But what about a song like Under the Bridge? I mean,
I guess he's singing on that.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard far worse singers that have careers than Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah.
I just think he has a unique voice, and no one else has a voice.
Yeah, I don't think anyone sounds
and I think
like him
that's
either.
That's why people are like, oh, he's so... Yeah.
I don't like when he rocks a mustache.
Right.
But,
and isn't he married to, like, an 18-year-old or something weird?
Well, look at that. I don't know, is he? That would be, that's weird.
Or like I don't keep up with him, but like I remember reading about how he was dating like a 19-year-old or something.
He has the mustache for it.
Yeah, totally. He's playing the part for real.
Alrighty.
I don't know, not like that's important, but I just remember that being like a thing. and that's not cool.
No.
Because he's like 50.
Since 2012, Kiedis has been dating Australian model and actress Helena Vestergaard, who is currently 20 years old.
So he did date her when she was like 18. He's like 50.
Wow. Yeah.
He is.
Look it up.
He's more than 50.
He's not more than 50. I'm going to say he's 47.
You're saying 47, and you said
I say 51.
51.
And how old is he?
He is 52.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that anyone was older than me except
Mick
Jagger.
So that's even creepier. So when he was 50, he started dating an 18-year-old. That's Mick Jagger shit right there.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, because I'm 50 and my daughter's 14.
Yeah.
And that's a freak. He could be her dad.
Yeah.
Easily.
He could be her granddad.
He probably has a kid that's as old as that girl.
Probably.
I think he does.
I don't know. I
didn't know where you're going to get in the Kiedis family tree.
Yeah, right?
Kiedis has a son who was born in 2007.
Oh.
Well, that kid's only...
Rock dudes are like extra fertile, dude.
Yeah, it's insane.
They're still fathering kids into their 50s.
What are you going to follow that up with?
I'm going to go with Black Sheep. Because yours was sort of rap. I'm going to go with actual rap.
Okay.
And you can play like 30 seconds in or something if you want. I mean, like, the song rules, though. It's so great.
I'm Dreza, the black sheep, give you play. Step out on the light, come show off yourself. Yo, I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else. I gotta go. See, something ain't right. It's the strobe light.
Strobe light, honey. That song rules. That's also not a great... It's about a girl who looks hot in the club, and then he gets closer to her, and he's like, what? Never mind. You're gross.
He gets up to her, and he's...
It's called strobe light, honey.
Yeah.
He gets up to her, and he is, man, you are a digital bitch.
Yeah.
You didn't see, but Pat was dancing like he was like Al Jolson.
It was a good dance.
Weird hand movements. It was not good.
There's a cult out there.
Oh, I've heard of them.
They worship oysters.
Yes, and one in particular.
A blue oyster.
Yes.
It's a blue oyster cult.
Uh-huh. I've heard of them.
They've got an umlaut over the O.
Yes.
I don't know how that pops up in my iTunes, but the umlaut is over the O in my iTunes.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know.
I
had to put mine in.
How'd you put it in? What do you do?
You copy and paste from the internet.
But also when you rip it, it'll do that. Like my Motley Crue hasn't. Yeah. Like it just depends on who put in the just information for the CD.
How does Kiss not have their logo, their actual logo in
iTunes? I
know,
iTunes? Like the font.
Because iTunes won't pay them for it.
Yeah,
probably.
Right?
That's probably true. Now I picked a Blue Oyster Cult song. It's kind of a mellow, like more of an acoustic type jam.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
It's not Don't Fear the Reaper. It's not Burning for You. It's not Godzilla. This is a song called In Thee. About four Blue Oyster Cult songs.
Oh, really?
It's better than Godzilla.
And that might not be one of them.
It's better than Godzilla.
Oh, no. There goes Tokyo. Go, go, Godzilla.
How is that popular?
They came to my college when I was a freshman.
What?
They had a blow-up Godzilla. Did you see them? I didn't. I yelled from my... I yelled at all the town people that were coming to see them.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to a small Catholic college in Pennsylvania. Okay.
It's called St. Vincent College.
Oh, okay.
My first movie about it right now.
I thought that was like really
Saint
what it was
Vincent.
About.
I see. That's funny. I saw the first year of my college, it was all guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It had been,
you saw it go co-ed? A history in the making?
Well, yeah, I knew that the next year was going to be co-ed, so I was like, I guess I can hang for
I'll stick around.
But, I mean, all dudes, it's just...
That sounds terrible.
Oh, it's no one to catcall.
Yeah, then why go on living if there's no one to yell at to smile?
But
yeah,
wasn't the other college a girl college? It was like 10 miles away or something?
Yeah, the 10 miles away was a sister school. It was called Seton Hill College.
Oh, okay.
And that's actually where my major was. So normally when I was in class, it was like me and two other dudes and then all girls.
Wait, how does that work?
Well, you could, the sister school, they could take, the girls could take classes at St. Vincent and we could take classes.
Well, then what's the point of it ever being separated?
I don't know.
My parents went to each of those schools.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah, because if you're going to take classes, then it's like, just go ahead and put them together. Like,
I can't tell you how much I hated college.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all.
I hated it. Every second of it.
Really?
Oh, my God. Every fucking second of college.
Well, you know it's not mandatory.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. Just because you like were an adult who could leave at any time, as long as you know that.
I did take a year off after my junior year, but I went back because I just felt like.
Well, yeah. At that point, if you have one more year left, it's like, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
But yeah.
Well, I didn't do any. College was in no way social for me. I didn't start till I was 23, so I was already older.
Oh, so you did go to college.
Oh, is that so hard to believe?
No, because I know how
she's
say
about that before.
But I know, but I remember her always talking about how much that you weren't a good student in high school.
Oh yeah, it was terrible. But then after I graduated, I lived in England for a few years, and then my mom was like, "You have
what'd you
to...
do in England when you lived in England?"
I just kicked it at my friend Neil's house until I ran out of money.
Well, how much money do you have as a high school student to go to England?
Well, what was
the exchange rate then?
Yeah,
yeah, it wasn't great. What I would do. Is I would have a job, like I would be home in Atlanta for like 3 months and have a job and like save all that money. And then I would go to England for like 6 months and then I would come home for 3 months. I did that. Cause like you also can't legally, when you get there, they go, how long are you going to be here? And you can't go indefinitely. Like you have to be like, oh, I'm on vacation.
So yeah. How do you get around that? Cause you couldn't say 6 months.
Well,
could you?
Well, yeah. Cause that's like the limit.
Okay.
Or at least it was then. That was like the legal limit of time you could stay there. So like I did that for a few years and my mom's like, yeah, you got to go to college. So then I just took the ACT. I never took the SAT.
Yeah, you took the ACT?
I took the ACT because it's more like aptitude-based instead of knowledge-based.
Yeah.
And so I scored high enough on that to get into college, regardless of my terrible grades.
All right, cool.
So I just went to Georgia State. But since I was older than everybody, it was absolutely no social thing for
me
at all.
Studious.
I just went to class, went home, went to class, went home. Yeah, I finished in 3 years instead of four because I went straight through summers.
Did you live at home or did you live...
No, I had an apartment by then. Okay. Yeah,
she kicked it in her apartment.
I was kicking it in my apartment.
You kicked it at me.
I was also married. I got married at 23, so
that's right.
We had an apartment and stuff.
And was he at school with you?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys studied?
We both went at the same time.
And he was 18.
Right? Yes, he was 18. He's 18 now. Is that weird?
That's a little strange.
We went at the same time and like went through, like we both finished at the same time and...
I love the UK so much. I love London.
It's the best. It is the best.
Like when I'm there, I'm like, what would it be like to live here, to grow up here? What would this be like?
But you know, what's funny is that I'm the same way. Like I lived in Manchester with my friend and I would be like, I can't believe you got to grow up here. And he's like, I give a fuck. Like, you know, cause your grass is always greener. He's like, I wish I grew up in Atlanta. I'm like, you're crazy.
A good friend of mine, one of our listeners, Peter Spencer, he lives in Manchester.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. He loves it too.
Yeah. I lived in Urbston with my friend Neil.
You do love it, right, Peter? I hope I'm not speaking out of turn.
Yes.
He's like, I don't like it.
I do not like it here. I've never liked it here.
How dare he? There's no way that's true.
Why did he just put that? Why did he tell his 35 listeners that I love it here?
now 34.
Yes.
I'm done.
You lost one.
Did I just play the shitty Blue Oyster Cult?
You did, and I'm going to keep it blue with the blue tones.
Okay,
here
we go.
So this is a song from the Blue Tones called Unpainted Arizona.
One more day in the
there's too much music out there. There's too much music.
You think so?
There's too much music. When you're here and you play these stuff that I never heard before, I'm just like, this is insane. There's too much stuff.
It is true. It is hard to keep up. I feel the same way.
I mean, how many physical CDs did you say you had again? Physical CDs.
It's probably close to like 10,000 maybe.
Now, are those
8 to 10,000
mix CDs too? Or are these just
those are just like albums. Yeah.
These are like CDs that you purchased.
Yes.
They're in the case.
Or were given to me sometimes.
Right.
I guess?
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
know.
As a present.
They're in the case, everything. It's not like 10,000 in like a big
binder.
Like, no, they're like on shelves.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're notebooks. Because they're in those things that go above the thing in my car.
I have about.
And those are just stacked on the shelves. Yeah.
I have about 1,100. And
you're
I thought
11.
And I thought that was impressive. But you're saying you have thousands of CDs.
Yeah, and it's getting. But now that I've had to, like you, my iTunes crash, and I had to re-rip everything. Oh my, I'm in the middle. I'm only on
Jesus
the C's
Christ.
Of re-ripping everything. And I was going through, being like, you know what? I could get rid of some of these. I was going through when I was about to rip certain
but you're not,
things.
But at this point, you're not going to get anything for them. So you might.
Oh
as
no,
well
it's
just
not. I don't even
it.
Care about that. It's just like space and the fact that like I am like, I don't know. Some of them, I'm like, I'm never going to listen to this again.
Right.
But then I know as soon as I go give it to Amoeba, I'll go, I
want
to listen
it.
To that.
You're
yeah,
want
so
it.
I
yeah.
don't know.
Are you putting everything in your iTunes? Or are you just, are you like saying, well,
oh yeah, I'm going down the shelf
just
and just like
in.
Putting it all in.
It doesn't, it's not fast either.
It's not fast at all.
Like
it
you
sucks.
Thought you would put it in and push, you know, import and boom, 30 seconds later.
Right. It's not fast.
It takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm only on the C's.
Oh man.
Yeah. I just made an exception for all the color bands on here. I had to go out.
Yeah,
I had to go through my shelf and be like, oh, these, and then like rip them.
Well.
But yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's what I was looking for.
When do you think you'll be done with? You'll never be done. It's going to take so, it's going to, you're never going to, I mean, how many do you, are you like saying I'm going to do 10 a day? I'm going to do 100 a day?
No, I do way more than that. It's just like whenever I'm sitting at my desk, I'm like, oh yeah, I could be just like ripping stuff right now. So it's just.
What band do you have the most?
Also, remember earlier when I said I didn't have a job? So I'm like all the time in the world right now.
Government's paying you.
I'm like professionally ripping my CDs into iTunes.
How meticulous is your iTunes? And do you have to find the artwork and put it in?
No, I haven't even. No, because now I'm like, I can't be.
You
just
want to
get them
in
there. Yeah,
see, I'm like putting it. I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to put it in.
Right.
Then I'm going to, and then I'm just going to really meticulously do this.
Yeah, but I think I'll go back and do that. Like today I was like, oh, I really want to listen to whatever. And then I was like, oh, that's in the
in there.
M's. You know what I mean? Like I don't even have it yet. So I can't be that meticulous yet or I'll never get everything in there.
So
life is hard.
You don't really
life
want to
is
jump
super
around.
Hard, you guys.
You don't want to jump around because then that.
Yeah, because then I won't know like what
you
I ripped
know. Yeah,
or
you
not.
Want to just go in
exactly.
order.
Exactly. So I'm just like going
you
in
put
order.
Like a placeholder in the shelf. Here's where I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes my heart hurt just thinking
it's
about
just
it.
It's just like the ultimate white person errand. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah.
We played some White Stripes earlier, so let's just hear some solo Jack White.
Yes.
This is from Blunderbuss, and this is called 16 Saltines.
I
great.
Love Jack White.
Yeah,
I just love him. I think that he's like kind of the last like kind of rock dude right now. I was talking about this with my friend Tommy at the
you don't
Foo
think
Fighter
the Foo Fighters
show.
Are the
well because I was saying I feel like they're like the last rock band right now.
Okay.
And then he was like, what about Jack White? And I was like, yeah, but he's just like a dude,
right?
But he kind of is like the soul rock dude right now.
These are like the last people that are going to actually have careers in music.
Well, yeah,
Gene Simmons says rock is dead.
Well, we all know he's right about everything.
Yeah, that guy is amazing.
Gross.
Guy is so smart.
He has a new book called Me, Inc.
Of course he does.
An idiot.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't
he's
know.
He's going to die like all of us are going to die.
Yeah. Yes. In a kiss coffin.
I'll be in a kiss coffin.
Yeah.
That's what's kiss coffin.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's sad that like, like someone was saying how by U2 giving their album away, they're devaluing music. And I was like, oh, I didn't think about it that way. I'm devaluing it in that, oh, we're just, when the biggest band in the world can just say, here, just take it for free.
But do they need any more money? No.
They don't. Yeah. They don't. But I guess it's, but the bands that are upcoming that will never be able to, I mean, it used to be like, if we're good, we'll get signed. And if, then if we become popular, then we'll have a career in music. I don't know if you can have a career in music anymore.
You kind of can.
Just like your friend, Christine Young.
Yeah.
Like 15, 20 years ago, she would be a millionaire.
Yeah.
And now she's probably like, oh, I guess still got to work it all the time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It is weird how it's changed that, like, it used to be, you know, you want to get a video on MTV and that helps you. And now it's like, you got to get your song in a commercial because it's like, nobody listens to the radio anymore. There's, and the concept of like selling out, I think also is kind of gone out the window now because I know like that. Yeah. That's like getting your song in a commercial is kind of like getting on the radio now. It's like a way to get people to hear it and go, who is that? And I've even done that. I've like Shazammed commercials because I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. And so it's weird that that's like a legitimate foot in the door way now. And it kind of is. But yeah, you're right. It's like, it's such a weird, nobody buys records. Nobody listens to the radio. Mm-hmm. So it is just like, how do you.
Yeah, Trent Reznor just said a thing about like, kids are just going to watch YouTube.
Yeah, that's already started.
Watch a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, or rip it from YouTube or whatever.
And that's already now like a credible.
Because like Vivo.
Yeah, but when you see people's introductions on award shows, they'll be like, so-and-so had 12 million hits on YouTube. Welcome. Da-da-da. Like that's like a credible
credit.
Like, okay. Yeah, that's crazy.
Like when's it going to be like when you, we open our, like what if you opened up your iTunes and like the new, they had dropped the new Avengers movie in there.
And it's just like free.
It's just free.
Yeah. See, I wonder how that business model, because at least with you two, it's like you said, no, they, Bono does not need any more fucking money.
Right. And I still went out and bought it because
the physical.
Stuff. I like physical and it had a bonus disc with it. So.
But I'm saying they, even in doing that though, they at least know, like people are still going to pay to come see them live.
Right.
So it's like they still know they're going to
get
money.
They already have established fans. That's why Radiohead can be like, pay whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They
yeah.
have established fans. Yeah. But it's like.
It's almost on the flip side. If you two said, well, we're going to charge $25 for our next album. They have a big enough fan base
that
would
people
go,
would do it.
Yeah, okay.
But I wonder for smaller acts if the business model is just, okay, we have to give our money away for, or give our songs away for free and just hope that people start coming to see us based off of that and
it's
then
really
we'll make
hard.
Money.
How hard is that though?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how many bands are playing right now on the Sunset Strip we've never heard of? We're not, who's there? Who's really like supporting this?
Right.
So.
Right. It's weird.
I mean, and then the you know, these old act, like, I mean, Fleetwood Mac, Prince, and these people, they can tour for
forever.
The day they die.
Totally.
And they're going to pack it in.
Totally.
And they never have to make new music again if they want to. I mean, Prince still does.
Right.
Most of them still try to.
Right.
But they don't have to.
Right.
You know? Like, Styx never has to make an album, and people are still going to go to the fair.
Right.
And pay $20. I mean, you know what I mean?
Fair.
Wherever they
well,
are.
No, it's
they're
true.
Mailbox money for movies and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it really feels like now an aim is to like get your song in a commercial or get it in a TV show, I guess.
Yeah,
like
somewhere.
Get it in somebody's face that like obviously is not going to hear you on the radio.
Yeah.
Or look for you on YouTube. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
Or have like a viral video, like have a really good. It's almost
but
like
even
an
isn't
MTV
it funny,
thing.
Like those OK Go dudes, I feel like even though all of their videos are viral, like I don't think they sell records.
Well, they can't really make music. Let's
That's crazy. It is crazy to think about.
My videos are way better if you watch them on mute.
Yeah.
Who played the last song? Was it Jack White or did she follow it up with that?
She painted unpainted Arizona with the blue tones.
Okay.
No, and then you play a Jack White.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to play Orange Juice.
Okay.
And I'm going to play Rip It Up. I was going to go Deep Cannon on Orange Juice, but you don't care.
I don't even know. I didn't even know there was a band named Orange
they
Juice.
They are for real, like, top 10 favorite bands of all time. Love them, love them, love them. I'll play their big hit for
you. I only
like
them at breakfast.
Well, here's their big hit. You might recognize
it,
actually.
It.
You can.
Was this in a commercial?
It's called No Pulp.
It's called Rip It Up. That's
calcium
the one
enriched.
That I want to play. Okay.
Minute Maid.
Perfect. looked at me. You were standing salty in the rain. If I could have held you, I would have held you. Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again. I hope to God you're not as dumb as you make out. I hope to God. I hope to God. And I hope to God I'm not as dumb as you make out. I hope to God.
Does that guy have like a Morrissey type tone?
Edwin Collins?
Tone to his voice a little bit?
No, this predates Morrissey and the Smiths.
But you know what I'm saying. It sounds, the voice sounds,
right.
It has that thing.
What's that thing?
That thing that it sounds like those bands.
Well, I mean, he's Scottish.
Okay.
And
sad.
He's not sad though. Orange Juice wasn't, they were like more of a soulish kind of. Here's how you're going to know who he is. Edwin Collins. Did you ever see Empire Records?
Yes.
Do you know that song, A Girl Like You?
Yes.
That's Edwin Collins. He was the lead singer of Orange Juice.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I always, whenever I say I like Orange Juice, I don't know who that is. And then when I say Edwin Collins, they're like, I totally know who that is.
I like Empire Records. That's Renee Zellweger with her old face.
Yes. You know what, though? I was looking in the mirror today, and I might need to get Renee Zellweger surgery because there's a thing called hooded eyes. I have them. You have them, too. It's like where you're... It is a thing. It's not age. No. It's not any of that. It's like when your eyelids droop over your eyes, and I totally have that. And I was looking in the mirror like, I might need... You don't have it at all. You weren't born with hooded eyes. It's not age. I promise. It's a thing called hooded
eyes. I'm going to look this up later.
No, I was looking. I was like, I might need to get Renee Zellweger surgery.
It's my favorite Cyndi Lauper album.
Although she looks like she fully got her eyelids like removed.
Something's weird. Yeah, I liked her little smushy
face. She
looks
like they cut off Matt Smith's face and put it on.
Yeah,
her
I mean
face.
Her eyes are like way open now. But I was looking and I was like, I might have to get that sooner than later.
No, I don't think.
Did she just stop eating lemons? Is that what happened?
Smelling her own farts. She always looked like she was smelling her own farts. That is totally what her face always looked like.
Everyone rent Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Next Generation, to see her and Matthew McConaughey tear it up.
You can probably buy it at the grocery store, and they're prominently on the cover.
Yeah, before they were, you know.
Oh, right. Big. That was like both of their like first movies or something.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So we haven't talked about this. Is Morrissey, he's not dying? He's not dying.
Oh, the cancer thing. I don't think so. I think that he maybe had like a mole removed or something. Yeah. And given how much he loves drama, I think he was probably like, oh my God, I have cancer. But,
okay.
But I will say that when I read it, first of all, I got like 15 emails that morning. When right. He made an offhand comment in an interview about cancer.
And that was all, your thing lit up.
Oh my God. So
you have a red phone at your apartment.
Yeah, the Morrissey hotline. It really like ruined my day. I read it and my heart sank. Like I was like, oh my God. Not because I think he has cancer, but because it was like, oh yeah, he's going to die someday.
Yeah.
Like he's going to die before me. I'm gonna be bummed. Like it was just a real like, whoa. Well,
I keep thinking Anthony Kiedis will definitely die before his girlfriend. who will be the
unless she's a vampire?
Who will be the big rock star that passes where the whole country is just like, oh man.
It'll be Paul McCartney.
It'll be
Prince.
Springsteen.
Oh my God. America will collectively weep if he dies.
Al Qaeda, the day to take over our country is the day Springsteen dies.
Yes, we will all be distracted.
Yeah, we'll be so distracted. Yeah. But yeah, McCartney, I mean, because they.
Mick Jagger, even?
Mick Jagger. I mean, these guys don't seem.
McCartney's like the last, like. Face of the Beatles.
Yes.
Because no one gives a shit about Ringo.
Ringo will live longer than McCartney.
Yeah,
too,
I think he will too.
But like these guys all seem like they're still kicking. Like they all seem strong. Like no one seems.
Springsteen looks fly as hell.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, have you seen pictures of him on the beach and stuff with his shirt off?
Ridiculous.
I'm like, how is this dude in his 60s?
It's
what
crazy.
Is going on?
Like his skin's not even like
yo,
it looks like
he's like taut and
taut.
He could get an 18-year-old girl.
He could get it from April Richardson. I mean, I can't believe
not with those hooded eyes.
Is.
Not with those hooded eyes.
He likes a wide open gal.
He likes a wide open eye.
Yeah, but it's shocking how good he looks. But then again, that's
it is
like
crazy.
Well, because I think about him. He doesn't seem like a partier. Like, he's like all-American dude. Like, I feel like he was working on his car instead of, like, doing blow.
Right. But I just like apple pie.
Yeah, totally. But then I was thinking, like, isn't he out in the sun a lot? Wasn't he, like, a farmer? Man, he's, like, a man of the field.
Jersey. I'm on a Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
He's like Pa Kent.
Yeah, yeah, but he doesn't even have, like, a sun, like, leathery skin. I always wore an
SPF 50.
Yeah.
Nils Lofgren taught me that. He said, Bruce, you gotta, come on, gotta protect it.
Yes. He followed his advice. He does look good. But I think, yeah, when he dies, like, oh, my God, it'll be, like, a national holiday.
And if it's, like,
Bob Dylan, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, I think the music community more than maybe... I mean, he's got lots
of
fans.
Gibberish on his
tombstone, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and just get like small. You're like, what does that say?
Yeah. Hmm.
You know, his real name is Zimmerman.
Yeah. So maybe a lot of people won't care in this country. Mm.
In this town, they will.
Yeah.
So, this is a band you've never heard of, probably. New Riders of the Purple Sage.
No. They sound like a Renaissance Festival
like
band.
Like a country rock band. Here's how I know this. I used to... When I was like in grade school, and we would go over to Jackie Burger's house.
Sure.
Like her burger.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Burger. She had a nice burger.
She would, I think all her like older brothers and sisters, it's a big family, like 9, 10 kids. I think they like smoked pot.
As a family?
No, all the kids did.
Oh, okay.
Hot box older kids.
And I remember they would play this. They would really get into this song is called Panama Red.
Okay.
Which is a type of marijuana.
Oh.
So this is, and the album was called The Adventures of Panama Red.
Oh, cool. Of course.
So I just always remember this. So here we go. Let's listen to a little Panama Red. Let's get Wasted.
Panama Red, the Panama Red.
Of what I thought it was going to sound like.
Did you think it was going to be like...
That was straight out of Hee Haw. Like, that was completely not what I expected.
You thought it was going to be like more druggy? Like,
yeah, like I thought it was going to be like a jam like band.
It was like a purple haze or something.
No, yeah. It's a Purple Sage. New Riders of the Purple Sage.
And also, that's the least... the song, from what I could gather, is warning you about the dangers of this strain of marijuana.
And they're just giggling. Like,
it couldn't have been more jolly. It could have been less. Like, imagine that as the soundtrack to, like, one of those Just Say No commercials. You'd be like, what? Weed sounds pretty fun.
And they would have a cartoon character. He would be Panama Red.
Yeah.
He's actually on the album. Is the album cover there?
It just sounds like weed makes you want to square dance.
Here's a picture of the guy. Because the album was called The Adventures. The Adventures of Panama Red.
It's like, and wild, so, wait a minute. Hiccups. So you found out about this because your friends...
I would be at their house and they would always play this song.
While they smoked weed.
Yeah.
They got high to that song.
Ridiculous.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It was Pennsylvania. So
I did not change the names to protect the innocent either.
That is hilarious.
I threw the whole Burger family right under the
what
bus.
What to follow that
Well,
up
you can't.
With.
You can't follow it up.
Is that the Burger that married some guy whose last name was Leister?
Yeah. Burger, Leister Burger.
Yeah, that's what my brother and I call it.
All right, I'm going to follow this up with...
Are you falling asleep, or are those your hooded eye? I mean, it makes you look like you're half asleep.
I was born this way. I know.
It's like you have two Trayvon Martins in your face.
So, that's... Whoa.
Does your mom have hooded lids?
Yes.
Okay, and so she's obviously older than you.
Yes.
How are her lids holding up?
With clothespins.
Yeah. She has to wear that Clockwork Orange thing around the house. They're okay. She also wants to get surgery for it, but like...
Mother-daughter surgery?
No. Well, with her, I'm like, don't do it. Because I'm secretly... I think she wants like a full-on facelift. And I'm like, don't. She looks great. My mom looks amazing.
Let's not do anything, ladies.
But yeah, I definitely got them from her. And even when I'm like watching makeup tutorials, like you have to look... You can look up like makeup for hooded eyes. And it'll like teach you how to do it. Like get around the extra meat.
I don't see what you're seeing.
It's a thing, I promise.
Isn't it funny how your mirror works a certain way for your brain?
Yeah.
Because like when I look in the mirror, I see the stuff. I'm like, oh boy. You know what I mean? You know, I see it
as a problem to solve.
Other people.
And that's why I'm looking up makeup tips to get around it. And
makeup ticks.
Ticks.
Your turn. You're up. follow my Panama Red.
I can't, but I will follow it up with White Town, and this was a hit a while ago, but every single time I DJ a dance party, I play this song called
How often does that happen?
Pretty often, actually.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
You spin some discs?
I spin some discs. Me and Chip Pope usually do it together, but like I've been
who has the turntable?
DJ a party
who has the
two.
Turntables?
He's got a turntable, but normally when you DJ a place, like they have.
Does he have two turntables and a microphone?
He does indeed.
Look at that. Like a Star Wars thing in there.
What, that noise?
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like... Dun, 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 dun?
I don't know enough about Star Wars to comment on that, but I can tell you it has the lyric, "So much for all your highbrow Marxist ways." So that's a reason given for dumping somebody. I love that song so much.
No Panama Red.
It is. What is, though? I mean, never going to top that as long as I live.
I'm going to tell the listeners that I downloaded that from iTunes, so go
really?
Buy it. Yes.
Okay.
It's on there. I want to get this one in, but just, I don't want to, it's my second to the last song.
Oh, okay.
We're not done. I just want him to pump this up.
Oh, okay.
Move it up to the, we still got like 15 minutes or so. Do you have to be anywhere?
No, not at all. I just didn't want to.
These are too long.
Yeah. I didn't Pardo, like, play too long.
Pardo has the best, his joke was that he calls his penis two turntables and a microphone.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
I don't want to think about his junk, really, but that's a funny song.
I know.
Or this a funny joke.
Funny joke. A lot of metal bands have white in their title.
Yeah.
In the name. Great White.
White Zombie. White Lion.
And White Snake. Now, I'm going to play a White Snake song.
Okay.
This is a song we all know.
What you call your penis? White Snake?
White Worm.
Damn.
This is a song called "Here I Go Again."
Of course.
But let me tell you something about this.
Please do.
In 1997, David Coverdale and the guitarist at the time, Adrian Vandenberg, were hired to just perform an acoustic set for like some Japanese businessmen in Tokyo.
Okay.
And after they recorded, they happened to record it. And they liked it, so they eventually released it. It's called Starkers, which means naked. Starkers in Tokyo.
And they perform naked.
No, they don't. They're just stripped down. It's just literally, it's one guitar and David Coverdale.
Okay.
And I love when you take like a big song and strip
it all
the way down. So here's
this is from Gung Ho.
This is Here I Go Again, Stripped Down.
Though I keep searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Well, Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on, 'cause I know what it means to walk along the lonely street of dreams. And here I go. Time. Just another heart.
I mean, that just sounds like if they were sitting right here and we were recording them. I mean, it doesn't sound like they've done anything to that tape.
Also, but what an unusual request from the Japanese businessman. It's like, what, you want hookers? You want strippers? No, we want the two
Real Whitesnake, but not the whole band.
Yeah.
Very much like
We want a real chilled out Whitesnake, too. We want them acoustic and chilled out. Like,
no,
what?
We no want bass or drum. We just want stripped down.
Yeah, like what?
We want...
What kind of weird business trip
Coverdale
is this?
Coverdale and Vandenberg. That's all we want.
Okay.
On stools.
Oh, yeah.
One mic. They share. Put the mic in the middle.
It's so
Do you guys
weird.
Have another mic? You share.
You share. You share your mic.
Terrible.
Mow.
Wow. Let it be known, I did not do any sort of impression, everyone.
Yeah, but you're. But I'm telling you, with your hooded lids,
yeah,
it looks like you're squinting.
You're doing some.
Oh wow! I'm so happy I pointed out my physical.
You
defect.
Don't have it. You don't.
I
whatever,
do have it. I mean, it's
say,
not like a. It's a thing people have. It's like. It's not good or bad. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what you do.
What
have.
If I yelled?
I'm
going to
tell
street,
you something.
Hey, nice hooded lids.
Then I don't know if I'd answer. You could be talking to anyone because many people have it.
I apparently do. She pointed it out.
It's just like a physical thing.
It seems like something the Frankenstein monster would have.
No, it's not. You know, it's like whatever. It's like having a gap in your teeth or something. It's like a thing you're just born with.
All right.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
It isn't. I was born with it in this case.
You had braces, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, for like 5 years.
On your
years.
Legs.
Yes. I'm old enough to have had polio. I'm 92 years old.
What were your teeth like beforehand? Because
oh
you have
my
really
God,
nice
like
teeth.
Super jacked up. Thank you. It's because of my parents' money. Because they were so jacked. I had braces for 5 years. And I had like every apparatus you can think of.
Headgear.
I didn't have headgear. I had to have my palate split. I had
oh,
to have
wow.
my jaw brought forward. Because I had an underbite and an overbite at the same time. I had the buckest teeth in history. It was insane. I had the grossest teeth.
Do you have to wear a retainer currently?
I stopped. I was supposed to after I got my braces off, but I stopped.
When?
That'd be like if you broke your arm. Like, I don't get that. That'd be like if you broke
your
arm.
It is. It was
arm.
Like I had to like reset my mouth.
And, no, he and means then, if they had to wear a cast then at night.
Yeah,
when
like,
slept.
Hey, wear oh, this right. cast. So you're, it doesn't make sense.
Well, I did. You,
it's a
my
racket.
My bottom teeth are crooked because I stopped wearing
Let
it.
Let me see. Give us a smile.
See?
You don't have the permanent bottom retainer?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they wanted to do that for me. I was like, no.
No, yeah, me too.
But that's good a little bit. That's a little bit of imperfection because the top's perfect
right.
and
oh,
then the bottom.
And the bottom.
Thank you. The bottom is not great. Eh, it's not great.
You know.
But that's my fault.
You know.
What are you going to do? We all have our flaws.
I like when you throw your hands up like that.
What are you going to do?
All right.
We deal with the cards we're given.
You have nice teeth.
Thank you. I wasn't fishing, but I like what I caught.
And for the listeners, I said teeth.
Yes.
Go. You're up. Let's do it.
Well, you guys aren't even ready for what I'm about to play.
What?
Because this is a song. You're going to think I play it ironically. I fully don't. I listen to it regularly. It's by a gentleman named Bobby Brown.
All right.
And it is from the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack. And I seriously...
Oh, Bobby Brown. Yes.
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 I was just about to say, that's not a... Yes, it is.
Bobby Brown.
Yes.
Bobby isn't, but Brown is.
Brown is.
I was going to play something from Don't Be Cruel because I also listen to that album a lot.
So this is from Ghostbusters 2.
But this is from the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack. It's called On Our Own, and I listen to it all the time,
Let's
and
hear
I
it.
Love it.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be another one of those funks. Heart, soul, yeah. If I was you and you were me, you won't keep winning. If you want something better, you gotta wanna give your all. So much we, and no, we're not kidding. If you feel the same as me, you gotta wanna take the ball.
Set. Come at me, bro, because I love Bobby Brown.
I saw Bobby Brown at Chili's in Tarzana.
Yeah.
I was with my daughters. This is quite a few years, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. My wife was working. I was at Chili's on a weekend. We were having some food, and he was with some people, and mm-hmm. then he was with some kids, I guess, were his kids.
Sure.
And he walked by our table, and he looked at me, looked at the girls, and he just gave me like a look like, I get it, man.
Yeah.
You're with your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Smiled. Hello.
Dude, he's got jams. Like, New Edition?
Yeah.
Come on. And like his Don't Be Cruel, I still listen to that record all the time. Like, I know there's going to be listeners going, this has to be a joke, like whatever, whatever. No, it is not a joke. That's
you know
also
it's not
a song
you have 10,000 CDs. There's got to be, it just can't be, there's not 10,000 Beautiful South CDs.
Right, right. No, I love Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
And I love New Edition.
All right.
So, there you go.
I'm gonna let's move the girls up.
What do you got? Like two more?
I've got a lot more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 6 more, but we'll do some apologies.
Oh, okay.
But since I only played one female artist so far, I want to play Indigo Girls.
Oh my! I brought them too, and I was like, does this count?
I brought it counts.
Okay,
but I brought probably the most
Roy G. Biv.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. For real.
Yeah, I brought their most popular song, so let's play Closer to Fine. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call that's hard to hear. Now wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find,
I brought a duet that they do with my boy Michael Stipe.
Play it.
If you want to play it.
Yeah.
He kicks it off, actually.
Stipe isn't a color.
But I wanted to sneak him in, and it's Indigo Girls.
The White Stipes?
It's Indigo Girls.
The White Stipes.
Parentheses featuring Michael Stipe.
You can sit in your high chairs are for children. You can sit in your high chairs and laugh. I'll give you my best face. I'll give you my freedom. I'll give you my feet and my hands. I'm keeping my eyes open, open, open to the field. Your dance is there. Take the crop, share the yield.
You can join us together, break us apart. A wound in the skin is a break in the heart. You can coast on your laughter, hush up your heart. But laughter's for healing, not tearing apart.
You get it.
Open to the feet.
When's that solo Stipe album coming out?
Oh my God, in my dreams. I don't care. Whenever it is, I'm getting it.
No more R.E.M. You really think there's no more R.E.M.?
I fully think that.
What if Bill Berry says, you know what, guys, let's do it one more time for the fans?
Yeah, but the only time I can see that happening is if it's the original four, if it's in Athens, if it's like... I don't know. They're just not those dudes. They don't need money. They're not the Rolling Stones where they're like, let's keep this going. Like, they're not those dudes.
Don't you think the Rolling Stones like doing it, though? They would have to at that age.
I don't know if they do.
Because they don't need money.
I got to be honest. I don't know what their motivation is still.
They must love doing it, right?
I mean, do you? If you're like 70, is that still like a fun thing?
I mean, it's either, look, at 70, you either sit at home and wait for the Reaper to come. Or you go to Milan and run around your stage all night.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not just trying to hate on them. It's just I look at them and I am like, I don't get your motivation. Like, you guys are totally rich. I mean, I don't know. Because there's also a sort of like, well, I don't want to be ageist because I'm certainly not somebody who thinks that you should just like sit at home and turn 70. But there is a sort of like, all right, you guys, like, we get it. You know what I mean? Like, There's a little bit of,
you don't
all
think
right.
Dave Grohl's going to be rocking out at 70, though?
At 70, I don't think so. I bet he'll be like a dude who's like either behind this. He'll be producing. Yeah. He'll be. I don't think he'll be up on stage at 70. Because I do think that there's just that sort of like, I had my time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good. I don't know.
Maybe it's an ego thing, too.
I definitely think it's an ego thing. But that ego thing goes both ways for me, because I think it's an ego thing where they're like, I want to be on stage forever. And the flip side to me is an ego thing where it's like, let's leave the image of me looking cool out there and not being 80 and being wheeled on stage. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mick, he has not had any work done.
Wait, are you serious?
What?
Has he?
No.
I can never tell if you're fucking with me.
No, I'm being serious. Like, because he's really like a wrinkled old looking dude.
Yeah, but I think even still he's had like stuff done. No. He's totally a wrinkled looking dude, but I think had he not had even little tweaks here, he'd be like
Kyle showing us pictures.
A potato.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, he doesn't have a full head of brown hair.
Right.
That hair's
dyed. No, but
dyed.
I'm just saying, like, okay, say he's got like 50 wrinkles. I think he used to have 100 wrinkles. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like, he
I
just
see
had
what you
like
mean.
Little things here and there.
It's because it would be impossible to fix all 100 wrinkles.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you would look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of him at the Captain America the Winter Soldier premiere.
Let me see.
What? So that's like the most recent one?
See it like in the background.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of him where he looked really like wrinkly and haggard, but maybe maybe he has had a little.
I mean, but again, I don't, I'm super not like, once you're old, you should be put out the pasture, anything like that. But like, yeah, they do intrigue me in the way that they just keep touring. Yeah.
You know what bums me out about this? In like the 80s, when McCartney was doing like the Michael Jackson songs and stuff, he had like salt and pepper hair. His hair was starting to get...
And now it's like red again?
Yeah, now it's like that reddish brown old man dye job. I'm like, oh, dude, you would look fine if you're...
And it's also Meg Ryan hair. I do not understand that. Like, just buzz it, dude. Like, you would look so much better. I don't understand, like, old rocker dudes that get... It's like, I get that you still want to tell the world you're a rocker.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, you all look like Meg Ryan. Like, stop it with that hairdo.
I know.
It's a bummer. You can still rock with short hair.
Like, yeah, man.
You can.
Look at Henry Rollins.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there are tons of rockers that rock hard with short hair.
That's right. Michael Stipe.
Yeah. You can have no hair and rock. Yeah.
Morrissey's hair's short.
Yeah. Get a pompadour. Get a quiff.
Are you are you still going to see Culture Club?
Yes. Yeah, totally.
When is that show?
When is it? It's like mid-November.
You and Belknap and Pardo.
Yes.
Did you hear the new Culture Club tune?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, you have to check it out.
Yeah, I'm seeing them, and then I'm seeing somebody else that month, I feel like. Oh, well, then we're going to go see Johnny Marr in December.
Do you like Playland?
Yes, of course.
I like it better than The Messenger.
See, I've only listened to it like a couple times because, again, I haven't... But I don't know. The Messenger is pretty great, too.
It is. I really
like
it. I mean,
that guy's just king of melodies. That guy just, like, writes melodies in his sleep.
Well, I can't wait. I'm excited to see
that. Yeah, he's rad.
The El Rey is a great place.
El Rey's great. Well, you're going to be bored because he does play some Smith songs.
I won't
and
be
some
bored.
Electronic songs.
I won't be bored. That's when I go outside and smoke some Panama Red.
And he also, you're like in this. Oh my God. Please don't. Judging by that song, I don't know how high you're going to get.
I don't get high.
But he's super autographed stuff.
I'm going to bring a Playland LP.
Because when I saw him last year, he stood outside for like 2 hours afterward and autographed everybody's stuff.
That's a bit much.
Twice.
No, people came with like stacks of stuff.
Well, the El Rey, you have to exit out the front.
Yeah, where is the back door of the El Rey?
It's not. It does not exist. I mean, it might just be there for in case there's a fire.
Right.
But it's not like
that's right, because
there's no loadout.
I've been backstage because Billy Bragg played, and you have to walk. You can't only get to the backstage from the stage.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's no like loadout. They have to bring all the... We saw Rooney there, and they brought their own equipment out the front door.
Right. Yes, totally. I remember that because it was like a really steep stair from the stage to get to the backstage. I'm like, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll totally meet him.
All right, cool.
He's super nice.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Let's go with... let's each play two more songs.
Got it.
And then Kyle, you can play us out. So whose turn is it?
Yours.
I'll play one, you play one. I play one, you play one. Kyle plays one.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Al Green. Let's hear a song called "I'm Still in Love with You," and this is some Mike Siegel type music. So this is I'll dedicate this one to Mike Siegel.
Because it's sexy. Is that why?
He really likes like Sam Cooke and Otis Redding and Al Green.
Totally. just shut up in love with you, yeah.
You got that good-looking Mike Siegel, then he puts on these sexy tunes.
That guy must get so much burger.
You know, believe it or not, vegetarian.
He's gay?
No. That's what vegetarian means now?
I mean, I guess if like a lady's junk is a burger.
All right, then. I did not know.
Chewing on the celery.
I'm going to play a band called Trembling Blue Stars, and I'm going to play a song called For This One.
All right.
You can kick it like a 30 seconds more into
so
it.
So you have 12 Trembling Blue Stars songs.
I know. I love them so much. It was hard to pick one.
You had 12 of them.
No, she had three.
Okay.
Where's but I mean, it was hard
to say to play it from?
Just anywhere, like a minute, 30 seconds in, something. Just
making that up.
I just know it has a long intro.
28 minutes, 28 seconds in. 43 seconds. I like that song. That sounds like a John Hughes soundtrack type song.
Yeah, they're really... There was a band called the Field Mice.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was this head songwriter, head guy in it. He was in it with his girlfriend.
Okay.
His girlfriend broke up with him.
He
then formed Trembling Blue Stars.
And?
Every single album is about her and how much he misses her.
Oh,
every album.
He's got to get over it.
It's the most beautiful music. It's lovely and wonderful.
She's Meg White, right?
It's Meg White. But I mean, it's just crazy because it's like... Every song.
Yeah.
They have like six albums and it's all like, I wish you'd take me back.
Do you think the band is like, dude?
I mean, he does everything. Like, he writes all the songs.
Oh, okay.
His name is Bob Ratton. He does everything, so he doesn't have any voice of reason, maybe. But I love him and he makes beautiful music.
I have one more. I don't know. This is tough. Okay. We're going to say apologies to Redbone because I've played Come and Get Your Love a million times, but I love it. I love it so much. But let's get rid of Come and Get Your Love. Then this is tough because. Black Crowes, I don't play them a lot. And I really like Remedy, but I'm gonna get rid of them. Apologies to the Black Crowes. And then I really wanted to play this Highway Star by Deep Purple because I love that song so much. But since we already played Ian Gillan singing Digital Bitch, we're going to say goodbye to Deep Purple.
Right now you're like someone justifying why they're picking their answer on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Mm.
So...
I know it can't be Latin.
I think I'm going to go with the audience. No, I'm going to play, and this might be a cheat, but this is the Blues Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Blue.
That counts.
That counts. But I just love this. So this is called Going Back to Miami, and I just love Elwood's quick ramp up before Jake starts to sing. So let's hear Going Back to Miami. Here we go.
We would like to dedicate this song to a recently turbulent chunk of real estate. Just south of the Alligator Alley in the Florida Peninsula. And to a certain distinguished resident there, you may know him, Mr. Wayne Cochran. My brother Jake will sing about that town.
Going back to Miami.
Going back to Miami.
Going back to my girl.
Going back to my girl.
I said I'm going back to Miami.
Going back to Miami.
Love the Blues Brothers.
You're like the only person I've ever met that listens to them independent of the movie. Like I know people watch the movies, like, okay, but you're like, no, listen to their music.
Briefcase full of blues.
Mm-hmm.
The Blues Brothers soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Made in America.
Sure.
And that and the Best of the Blues Brothers has a couple songs that weren't on the other three albums.
Sure, you got to get those deep cuts.
And I love it. I listen to it like it's real.
I love it. Like, I love that you love it.
It's Jake
I
and
love
Elwood.
You loving it.
It's Jake and Elwood.
That's right. They are real dudes.
Yep.
Okay, I couldn't be ending this on more of an opposite note, because I'm going to end it on, like, the chillest
All right.
song ever.
I know he's going to play us out, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, so. I don't know if you're going to like this one, but this is Black Box Recorder.
All right.
And this is a song called English Motorway System. I don't think you're going to like it, but
well,
I love
it. You don't know anything about me.
The English motorway system is beautiful and strange. It's been there forever. It's never going to change. It eliminates all diversions. It eliminates all emotions. All you've got to do to stay alive is drive.
You know what? There's
kind
of Kate Bushy a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you sure that's not just like the instructions before Space Mountain?
I've not been to Space Mountain, so I couldn't say.
There's and you know, there's a lot of Peter Gabriel music that's like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
of that ilk. So I mean, that's not my cup of tea. But yeah, I have stuff like that.
That's like it.
Yeah.
I like weird English people.
Let me ask you something.
They're my favorite.
You woke up today. You played some music. What'd you listen to today?
Well, I didn't. I ripped stuff. I listened to Belle and Sebastian today because I have bees ripped.
Okay. So,
so
you're
I
listening,
really did.
You're
I listened to Belle and Sebastian all day today.
You're listening to whatever you're ripping.
Yeah, totally.
All right.
So I got through the bees. And so that's pretty much what I heard.
All right. There's no place to see April right now because she's fun employed.
That's right.
Maybe by the time the show airs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing stand-up wherever I can, but for the most part, yeah.
You might pop up on the At Midnight.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Probably pop up at a Foo Fighters show when they start touring.
Definitely.
You can follow you at APAPEY.
That is correct.
You got a website?
Yes, it's aprilrichardson.com.
aprilrichardson.com. The Go Bayside is done.
Go Bayside's done, but you can still listen to the archives.
And are you going to come up with another podcast that you might do?
Yes, that is. I've been spending a great deal of time doing that. I have a list of potential ideas, mm-hmm. although I did see today there was like, I don't know if I should talk about other networks, but there were like these new shows on other networks announced where I was like, oh, a few of those are like the ideas that I had. So.
Is that the Earwolf offshoot network?
Yeah. Yeah. And there were a couple on there where I was like, oh, no, that's like so close to one of the ideas I had.
Why is there an Earwolf offshoot network? Why aren't those shows just on it? What's the difference?
It's called Wolf Pop. It's like all pop culture stuff. So it's like people talking about movies, people talking about
music.
It's like MTV 2.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Yeah. But there were a few on there where I was like, oh, that's so close. So
why don't we get this Rock Solid show on there?
I don't know. Give them a call.
You got to know, what do I call 1-800-POP-WOLF?
You should have one called Boracy, where you just bore people about Morrissey.
Wow.
No,
I'm not saying it's
cuts
boring.
Deep.
No, he meant you taught.
Like, I know what you're saying. Like, I know exactly what you're fucking saying.
In a monotone.
Did you know his birthday?
Follow us at Rock Solid Show, at Pat_Francis, at Kyle Dotson Funny. Also, follow our friend at Carl Fanilow. He's the biggest Barry Manilow fan out there.
Is that real?
Sure it is.
Go follow him.
Yeah, follow him.
Okay.
Carl, C-A-R-L, and then instead of Manilow, it's Fanilow.
Fanilow, got it.
Also, head over to www.rocksolid. I don't have to say www, do I?
You forgot the HTTP.
Rocksolidpodcast.activeboard.com. That's created by Scott Phillips. You can get into talking about music. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com and read all the show notes written by Andrew Rich. Kyle?
You guys didn't pick this color.
What?
Gold.
No. Gold. Who would it be?
This is Goldfinger. Not the Bond villain, but the ska punk band from the 90s. And this is their like most famous song. It's called Superman.
Let's hear it.
Thanks, April.
Sure.
You don't thank her. I do.
Oh.
Thanks, Kyle.
You're welcome.
Thanks, April.
You're welcome. Both of you are welcome.